Can't talk Queensland racing without talking to this man, the superstar Queensland Trials himself. Had one of the great times with him up there a couple of years ago. I haven't been invited back since, but the racing action continues every day across the Sunshine State. Go to racingqueensland.com.au. Chris Nelson, good morning.
That's not a good sign, Milo. Good morning to you. You had such a good time, you didn't get invited back ever again. Maybe you did something you don't remember, but I highly doubt that.
Oh, look, mate, I had nearly 10 years of the Magic Millions that took it out of me, so I've done that enough.
It's a busy time.
It is. Hey, we'll just run through the card. Where are your better bets today? And then I want to run mine by you because I always like seeing if we align. But where do you want to start today with your best bets on the Gold Coast?
Well, I think race 4, number 1, Rothfire, is, we know he's a class above those. The only reason you're getting that price is because he's drawn such a wide gate. Now, if he gets across, that's game over, I would say. He's got those well and truly covered. And if he doesn't get across, I think he's still a big chance to have them covered anyway. So I think it's all dictated to by the price. If he was a $2 shot or a $2.50 shot, you'd probably think, oh, maybe not. But at the current price, I think he's value. So race 4, number 1, Rothfire.
He was not far off Imperatrix, as a boy said, but exactly. I remember years ago people said this horse is gone, he's cast, his action's gone, and I tried to stick with him. I actually had a bet in the Everest one year. Like, he's a proper horse.
I mean, he is. He's as tough as old boots. You know that if he finds the front in the straight, they're going to have their work cut out running him down. And you say, I mean, what price would Imperatrix and think about it being a race such as this off a wide gate? I mean, they'd be unbackable. So I think he can win. His stable mate, race 6, number 1, Prince of Boom. Now, he's been out of form for a little while, you may think, these two runs this prep, but there's been valid excuses at each of those, and he's drawn the car park at each of those. And he's drawn the car park, excuse me, been a long week. He's drawn the car park once again, but I think he'll get across here and probably sit outside Golden Boom if Golden Boom wants to lead, or he may be even able to head off Golden Boom. Now, bit of sting out of the ground, you know, will probably be good, soft, something along those lines. That's going to suit him. And again, dictated to by the price, I think the price is appealing. So I think he can bounce back today. That's race 6, number 1, Prince of Boom.
I was with the 4 and the 5 in that race. I had a 2 play, but yeah, he's a big chance if he rolls up Prince of Boom, but the 4 and 5 for me. Where do you want to go next? Are you going to go to the 2-year-old and are you going chips in here on this one?
Yep, I am. Look, I'll be totally honest. I am a little bit concerned about Highness and the money that's coming for Highness because it was the one I had a bit of a query on. However, I'm sticking firm. I mean, Storm Boy's done absolutely nothing wrong. You know where he's going to be, and he's going to be in front of Highness in the run. And these Waterhouse bot 2-year-olds, I mean, they can run through brick walls. So Highness is going to have to be good to run him down. I think he'll be up in the top 2 or 3, as they always are. So yep, chips in for me, number 1, Storm Boy in race 8, the Magic Millions 2-year-old classic. And they are my best 3. It's a tough day.
Chris, I backed Highness and Wolfgang in that race earlier, 6s and nearly 20s. There's too many times in these 2-year-old races that other than Capitalist, yep. I mean, other than him, this is a race where sometimes, you know, the hype 2-year-old doesn't show up. Like, clearly he's on top, but yeah, I only took him on for that reason at a shorter quote. The only time I've ever smacked a 2-year-old in that race was Capitalist, and I sort of haven't really been able to sort of get the courage or the fortitude to go and do it again. But you have been on this a long way out.
Yeah, I have. And look, I think there's a few others. I think Dino's pretty keen on it. Mick Gannon's pretty keen on it. So I think most of us are pretty keen on it. On form, it's just the one. I mean, there are queries on all the others. Certain little, not so bigger queries on some as there may be on others. That race doesn't have a long tail, and you know what you're getting with this one. I mean, he was very good winning the McLaughlin. He sat 4 wide, 3 and 4 wide the first 400 metres of the race, and was still running the fastest last 200 metres. And you know he's going to improve off that. So he's got to be the horse to beat.
I just quickly, before I let you go, Zenzella and Lady Laguna were two that I really liked up there today as my better bets.
Well, Zenzella in race 5, the shootout. Now, I've got her on top as well because she just looks to have, like, these horses, they turn up 1 week, they don't.